So our first on the end here is Phil Haney. Phil, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security. My specialty was counterterrorism and the strategy and tactics of the global Islamic movement. The two groups that I focused on were the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States and a large group out of the subcontinent of Asia called Tablighi Jamaat. The connections are the Boston bombing and the San Bernardino and Orlando shootings. The U.S. government shut my cases down and deleted the information from the system. I was given, in the course of those research activities, credit for finding 300 terrorists during the course of my career. Thank you very much.
Phil Haney, how were you prevented from doing your job at the Department of Homeland Security? And if you had been allowed to do your job, do you think you could have prevented the ISIS terror attack at San Bernardino?
We talked about, or we just heard about the purge. That's known as the Great Purge from 2011 and 2012, when all the training material was taken out of the FBI, the DOJ, the Department of Homeland Security that had anything derogatory vis-a-vis the Muslim Brotherhood. But it really started before then. It started in the year 2009 when I was ordered to start deleting information out of over 825 records in the system that we use in the law enforcement database and remove them. Well, that was a crisis. It was a constitutional, patriotic, and a personal crisis, professional. So what I did is I obeyed orders, but I kept the information, and that's when I began to go to Congress. The bottom line is that the information that was removed related to the Boston Marathon bombing, the San Bernardino shootings, and the Orlando shootings. And I very plausibly can state that if that information had stayed in the system and law enforcement had followed through the way they should when we took our vow, that we could have very plausibly prevented Boston, San Bernardino, and Orlando. Isn't that our job as law enforcement officers? Yeah.
But because of political correctness, you were not allowed to do your job, and they even convened a grand jury against you for supposedly, what, violating the rights of the terrorist?
Yeah, the reasons that they investigated me and began to take the information out of the system, I was investigated 9 times, 8 of them by the Obama administration for the violation of the civil rights and civil liberties of foreign nationals. And violation of their privacy rights. You might recall that after the San Bernardino shooting, DHS said publicly that the reason that they didn't examine Tashfeen Malik, the wife of Syed Farooq, her social media, was because they were concerned about violating their her civil rights and civil liberties. So yes, they shifted from a law enforcement approach to counterterrorism to a focus on civil rights and civil liberties, which would be okay, except that it was emphasized for foreign nationals. And that's why I got in so much trouble. And I found this out through the course of those 9 investigations. And amazingly enough, last week, Congress submitted letters to the Attorney General Sessions charging or showing statutes of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page and Clinton, Hillary Clinton, using the same statutes, 18 U.S.C. 1030 statutes, that they tried to put me in jail for.
And Phil's written a book called See Something, Say Nothing. What's the subtitle of that book?
How the U.S. Government Submitted to the Goals of Jihad.
And you've been a guest on Sean Hannity's program, what, 14 times?
Yes, 14 on the radio, a couple on television. I even guest hosted his show in July of 2016. There are 4 call lines that come into his show. We had 1,000 calls a minute on all 4 lines.
Sometimes it's the old saying, follow the money. But one thing I've learned from you guys, it's sometimes it's follow the friendship. And Muslim Brotherhood and key leaders have been embedded with some of these high-ranking military people to convince them they're good people and that what we're saying about Islam is totally false. And so they have been emotionally compromised by some friendships in key places. In other words, they have sabotaged our military and our national intelligence through putting on the friendly face while behind their back, they're laughing at us and doing what they really want to do, which is sabotage.
That's a great observation. I want to try to bring this home. I didn't get shot or shot down. But at the same time that these rules of engagement, because of political ideology, were being implemented and expressed in casualties in the foreign arena, the exact same thing was happening within the law enforcement community, within the agencies of the government, like mine, Customs and Border Protection, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, DOJ. We were being shot down by political correctness. Our cases were being obliterated. We were being blinded. We were being handcuffed. We were told, you're going to be investigated. Not the ones with the derogatory information. The rules of engagement, do not fire on hostiles if they're within 50 meters of a house or a building, are the same as, we know that this person is a terrorist, but you're going to let him in anyway. And have memos signed by Hillary Clinton and Janet Napolitano ordering my own colleagues to let individuals come right through, we call it DTR, down the road, when we knew exactly who they were. And you say that's a bold statement, Mr. Haney. Well, my chain of command made a few mistakes along the way themselves. For example, leaving my name on their email chains. And for example, when they deleted the records out of the system that were specifically related to the San Bernardino network, by the way, Yasser Qadhi was mentioned earlier, he is part of it. I know these people's shoe sizes. And when they deleted the records out of the system, they did what we're they forgot what we're taught in kindergarten. Always look both ways before you cross the street. They didn't realize, apparently, that I had tagged all my records. Little code down in the bottom right-hand corner. A little one is all it took, a one. And every single one of the records that they deleted out of the system came bouncing back to my email with an exact timestamp and the name of the person who deleted them. So I will say to Mike Pompeo, and I will say to John Bolton, and I will say to President Trump, that if you want to drain the swamp, enlist some people like me. Because I will tell you, I know where the valves are. Some of the valves need to be closed, and some of those valves need to be open. And we can take you right to them. We can put your hand on the valve. You have to turn it, but we can put your hand on the valve. And so this political correctness that got people killed in foreign battle arenas also got people killed in Boston, in San Bernardino, in Tennessee, in Little Rock, Orlando, and Chattanooga. It's not theoretical. I'm part of the cases. I'm talking to the families of survivors.